Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, 2:10. Now we have the last Mishnah that discusses the spacing between different patches or fields of various types of plants. And finally, we explicitly talk about the requirements for the Beisa, or the 6x6 Tfachim, as the case may be. Now, as you said, when we talk about the Beisa as a space, there's two approaches in the Mefarshim, what we're talking about over here. Everyone agrees that we're dealing with the problem of appearing to be mekayem, to allowing to grow two species too close together, having as if you've planted them together, or they're commingling. And therefore, the principle at work here is the two different species of plants must be visually distinct. Now, the way that's achieved is by a mechanism that is a Beis Rova in size. Again, Beis Rova, the 24th of a Beis Sa, which ends up being roughly 10 by 10, a little bigger, but let's call it 10 by 10, almost. Something like 5 by 5 meters. 15 by 15 feet, something like that. So we need this Beis Rova, but there's a fundamental machlokus what that Beis Rova is all about. According to most Mefarshim, including the Bartanura, our hero, what we're talking about is a blank, unplanted area, the size of a Beis Rova, which is intercedes between the different fields. In other words, if you have wheat and barley growing side by side, at the edge of those two fields where they come together, you'll have to have an area of a Beis Rova, roughly 10 by 10 almost, of nothing, unplanted, land, which will act as a divider between these two fields. Now, according to that, if let's say the, for argument's sake, you had a massive 20 by 20 field of wheat and a 20 by 20 field of barley. So in the middle of the two of them, between the two on the edge, you'll have to have an empty, unplanted area of land. But then that only goes 10 deep, 10 almost deep. Beyond that, the two fields will converge and come together. Some Achronim explain that they can just come right up to each other, and some understand that the space has to taper, kind of like a triangle, if you will, from 10 towards 0, but never actually getting to 0. So they never actually planted one next to the other. It's just a converging kind of triangle of unplanted area. So it would be a triangle beyond the square of unplanted, kind of like a house shape, like a pentagonal shape. That's how most learn according to the Bartanura. The other approach is that of the Rosh Tzurilio and the Gra. The Rosh Tzurilio, again, Mefarish on the Yerushalmi in Kilayim, the Gra in his Parish of Mishnayos. Understand that there's no requirement ever to have a blank, unplanted area of a Beis Rova. That never comes into play. The Beis Rova is referring to the size of the field itself. That is to say, if you have two fields that are sufficiently large, one of wheat, one of barley, says the Gra and the Rosh Tzurilio, then they're visually distinct, even if they're touching one next to the other, because it's perfectly clear this massive area is all wheat, this massive area is all barley. So according to them, we're never worried about the spacing between the wheat and the barley. We're just talking about the space of, the dimensions of the barley field and the wheat field. If they're sufficiently large, they're visually distinct. And anyone can see from a distance, oh, that's wheat, and that's separate and distinct from barley. So the Beis Rova, according to them, is the size requirements of each field so that they stand alone, even though there's no spacing between them. Okay? So the Mishnah first discusses the calculations of the Beis Rova a little more, and then we'll go back to talking about where the Beis Rova is applicable. So first the Mishnah says, Kol shu besoch Beis Rova, in that Beis Rova space, whatever is in it, even something that's unplantable, let's say you have like cracks in the ground that are filled with water, so like little puddles, like ponds or something, whatever it is. So those little puddles or ponds or filled up crevices of water, even though you could never plant in such a crevice, and therefore it might look like the reason that you've got it unplanted is, I'm going to explain this first according to the Bartanura and most, and then we'll go back to the Gra. So we're talking about the Beis Rova here being an unplanted area. So even though you could never plant in that little crevice that's filled with water, for argument's sake, it doesn't matter. One wouldn't say, oh, really, it's not visually distinct, and the reason he didn't plant there is he would have planted there, but he couldn't because of the you know, the water's there. No, as long as there is a space of a base rova, and therefore it separates the two fields of, let's say, wheat and barley, the wheat and barley are visually distinct, and it doesn't matter that there's a reason why you might have not otherwise planted there anyways in that blank space, for argument's sake, because it had a crack filled with water. So whatever is in the base rova, it doesn't matter. All the bimina's base rova, it counts for the base rova. And similarly, if in that base rova of unplanted field, you have a chilas agefen, you have the work area around a vine, a grapevine, as we'll learn later in the Masechta, you have to leave around every vine, trunk of every grapevine's, you know, trunk, a radius of 6 tfachim, la halacha, around it, where you don't plant anything else because it's kilaim. So again, the idea is, even though there's a grape, the perimeter, achilas agefen, the perimeter around the grapevine that you couldn't plant anyways, even though you couldn't plant it, doesn't mean it doesn't serve as an effective divider to make these two fields of wheat and barley, for argument's sake, visually distinct. And the same goes with a kever, if you have, like, say, an unmarked grave in the middle of your base rova. Now, the reason you can't plant on it is because it's forbidden to plant atop of a grave. But nevertheless, the base rova remains big and empty, and therefore acts to separate the two fields and lets them be visually distinct. Vahasela, same goes for bedrock. Bedrock, if you have, you know, bedrock protruding from the ground in the field, of course you can't plant there because there's no soil. And therefore, again, you might think, one might have thought that you didn't plant there for reasons other than just as a hecker to divide the two fields of wheat and barley. But no, not true. As long as it's unplanted, it's effective as a divider. All those things, all in the Midas Base Rova, all those, whatever is inside the Base Rova area is included in the Base Rova. So it's, you know, Base Rova ignoring whatever happens to be in the middle of it. That's the Pshat according to the Bar Tanura and almost all, and all the other Rishonim. According to the Gra and the Rush Cirilio, we're talking about the wheat field itself or the barley field itself. Each one has to be a base rova in size. And even if it's not a solid base rova, because there's a segment or section inside the wheat field that couldn't be planted because it's either crack filled with water or it's got in it like a work area of a grapevine, even if, let's say, the grapevine's out of the area, but it's, you know, it's within the corner of the grapevine's work area, you know, enters into the field, so you couldn't plant your wheat there, or you have an unmarked grave over there, or you have bedrock growing over there, and therefore you haven't got a solid, homogeneous 10 and a bit by 10 and a bit ama area of wheat, because there's a section that isn't planted for whatever reason. It doesn't matter, since in total it's still a 10 by 10 area, it's visually distinct, that's sufficient. Okay, now the Mishnah goes and finally says, after all this talk, exactly when the base rova applies. So we have tvua b'tvua. If you have two fields, one planted within or beside the other, and we're not talking about surrounded on all four sides, but if you plant wheat next to barley, where you have a big barley field and you want to plant wheat amongst the barley, just again, not enclosed on all four sides, then base rova, what you need to have is a base rova, as according to Bar Tanura, a divider between the two. And according to the Gra, etc., it's going to be that the wheat you planted amongst the barley has to be a base rova in size. Yerek b'yerek, on the other hand, if you're not planting tvua, grain, which would be, you know, the chamesha taminim, etc., grain, instead you're planting different kinds of vegetables. You got turnips, you got radishes, you got collard greens or whatever it is, cabbages, etc., and you're planting them in squares, so then you need to have not a base rova, because you don't normally plant vegetables in such large areas, rather, shisha tefachim, a mere 6 tefach square would be enough, or 6 tefach dividing of unplanted area between the square of vegetable A and the square of vegetable B. Again, that's according to the Bar Tanura, that it's an unplanted area. According to the Gra and the Rosh Cirilio, you won't have to do that at all. Instead, you could just plant the two vegetables side by side, no problem, as long as each of the vegetable patches are sufficiently large. And how sufficiently large? 6 by 6 tfachim is sufficiently large. Tfu b'yerek, what happens if you have amongst your greens you plant grain, or yerek b'tavua, amongst your grain fields you plant some kind of green, some vegetables, whatever it is. The rule is base rova. This first shita is that it doesn't matter. The area that we're talking about, if you have a square planted area, has to be a whole base rova inside of each. The grains and the greens both must be base rova inside to be visually distinct, according to the Gra. And according to the according to the Bartonura, etc., means an unplanted area the size of a base rova between your grains and greens. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says, Yerak betvua, if you're planting a vegetable patch, a patch of yirakos, of greens, beside or within or next to a grain field, then shisha tefachim is sufficient. You don't need a full base rova. Six tefachim will do, meaning the space of unplanted area, according to the Bartonura, between the grains and the greens need not be a whole base rova, as the previous Tana held. Rather, a simple 6x6 tefachim would be sufficient. And according to the Gra, we're saying that if you have a big vegetable, sorry, if you have a big grain field and you want to plant a vegetable patch along one of its edges, again, not totally surrounded on all four sides, but on one of its edges, no problem. As long as your vegetable patch is 6x6 tefachim, that's sufficient because it's visually distinct as a 6x6 plot of vegetables next to a larger grain field. Halacha, however, does not follow Rabbi Eliezer. It follows the Tana Kama, meaning that if you have grains and greens side by side, and your grains are in a square area, and your greens in a square area, as opposed to rows, as we discussed previously, we had rows and strips and lines, shuros, etc. But if you have a square of vegetables, you'll need to have, according to Bartonura, the full base row of unplanted area, offsetting the area from the grains from the greens. And according to the Gra and the Rosh Trilio, you'll need to have both, if you have squares, both the grains and the greens be a full base rova in size to be visually distinct if you want to plant them one next to the other.